It's a Patriots Monday. We are live from Gillette Stadium. It's WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcan, Andy Hart. Your phone calls at 617-779-7937. We got room for you. We'll get to your calls here in just a moment. But big story of the day. It's nice that the Patriots won. I think we all, I don't know if you agree with that. You wanted them to go 1-16 and have the first overall pick. I was happy to see a win. Most people who voted in your poll were happy to see a win. 0% of Patriots fans were happy to see Drake May go out with an injury, especially a head injury. This is now two injuries in 3 weeks, right? I mean, he had the knee thing, which we may or may not have had an MRI, but he was certainly on the injury report with a knee. It didn't end up limiting him at all, but it was something that popped up there. He's now had to leave a game with a concussion after a hit to the head. These aren't things that I think, we don't even know when he had the knee problem or where it happened or how it happened or anything like that. This one here was not the result of him getting killed by his bad offensive line. He was running. I mean, he was running with the ball and going into a slide, and it was because the pocket was, I thought, held up pretty well, and a big hole opened up, and he ran right through it. I mean, that wasn't bad offensive line play that led to that whole sequence. And when he went down to slide, it was one of several runs he had there in the first quarter, one of them which he ran in for a touchdown, which we'll get to that too because that was a great play. But this one was not, you know, it wasn't like he's back there and here comes, whoever on the blind side, and he didn't see him and he gets hit. That didn't happen. It was more like Tua's concussion where he jumped forward and, you know, got hit, or he led and initiated the contact, so it wasn't exactly like that. But it was more like that than I think what people were scared of when they were scared of putting Drake May out there because they were worried, oh, you can't put him out there, he's going to get killed. He did get knocked out of the game, but it wasn't for those reasons. It was because he was running so much.
Yeah, no, this, I don't know what you've seen on social media, the reaction. I haven't seen a ton of victory laps from the people that said you can't play him because you're going to break him. Because I think anyone with any objectivity and observational skills says, yeah, I don't count that as what I thought was going to happen. These are not like the instant jailbreaks pressures that Brissett faced at various points over the first month plus of the season. He's an active running quarterback. And I would say the biggest issue here is he's going to need to learn what kind of a runner he is and how he's going to finish runs. And this is something I'd like to actually get into at some point later in the week on a larger scale.
Okay.
Because I think it's a topic. You asked him, are they doing enough to protect you? And I give Jacoby Brissett credit. He said every rule was basically to protect us.
Yep.
So they're trying to protect him. But something they put in place here, or a style, I think leads to more injuries. I retweeted something that went viral that I didn't really expect to. I went to a college game this weekend where a kid got lit up on a slide, knocked out of the game, and like back-to-back days, I saw that, and it's led me to believe that sliding is bad. And then I started to think, I don't really see Lamar Jackson slide. Guy rushes for 1,000 yards every year, doesn't really slide. Now, Russell Wilson mastered slide or get out of bounds.
Right.
So there's different...
Mahomes does that too. He gets to the, he stops.
Right.
Know?
And so there's different styles, and I think Drake May needs to figure out where his sweet spot style is, because I do think, because the other way is the Tom Brady way. You slide way before it's even an issue.
Right.
Way, way, way early. The Drake May athletic quarterbacks that slide late set themselves up to get hit in the head. It's just the reality, and I have no problem with what Sherwood did, really. I think it's almost impossible. If you're actually going to make any attempt to tackle him.
And he said he was trying to hit him. Like,
right.
You know, he's running, so.
Yeah, but when he's running upright and I'm at the strike zone level, I'm going to hit him in the ribs. Then he slides and suddenly his head's where the ribs were, and now I'm, you know, object in motion tends to stay in motion, all these laws of physics.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell am I supposed to do? And so I don't fault him at all. I think it puts the defender in a really tough spot, to the point where when I tweeted about it, people are coming up with ideas like, oh, we got to put like some sort of light on the quarterback, and he buzzes himself out. And when his, almost like the backboard in basketball, when his helmet turns red, you can't even go near him. Like, he's giving himself up. I don't know.
But if if you've already leapt forward.
That's the problem.
It doesn't matter. You can put whatever you want on him.
But if he doesn't slide, he doesn't have to slide. He just pushes the button and you can't hit me now. Kind of like the red jersey on the practice field. Something to indicate now you can't touch the guy. He's not actually competing. Because I thought Mahomes.
Press the button like an Iron Man suit comes up.
Yes. Something like that someday. But Mahomes benefited from this last week.
Yeah.
When he did that little squirt stop down the sideline.
And then he went 10 more
yards.
Because
everybody's afraid to hit the quarterbacks. But they're also afraid to get embarrassed, so they're in this weird land. Now, I think Mahomes is different.
If Mahomes was in the middle of the field, he was on the side. He does his thing on the sideline.
Correct.
He uses that sideline.
Which is not really fair.
You're right in the middle of the field. You're sitting duck.
Just light him up and take the penalty. See, this is where I become one of those Patriots fans.
I mean,
Mahomes.
Someone's going to eventually.
Because I still am an old-school football guy,
yeah.
and I the thing I wrote, you can see it here. The thing I, my notes, May is fun. That was like my takeaway of the first quarter. Oh my God, it's so fun again to watch the Patriots play football with Drake. He was becoming Josh Allen before our eyes with the running and the throwing, and this is an issue that the Bills have had. Now, Josh Allen, I don't think slides a lot. I don't watch every Bills game. He gets in trouble because he does the Elway thing. Like, he tries to catapult over goal lines and, like,
he'll put his shoulder down.
And I actually think that may be safer in the long run than just exposing yourself to these knockout blows. But
that's what Cam Newton used to do. Newton in his prime would lower his shoulder and run you over, you know?
And I actually would like a blending of the two.
Yeah.
Go head first, but don't try to hit anybody. Go head first, but try to dive in a crevice, a hole at their feet so they can't really hit you. Don't try to take the contact. But I think this is going to be a learning experience and something Drake May needs to figure out how he's going to handle those situations. And I would advise no slide. Apparently, Jim Mora Jr., the head coach at UConn, teaches his quarterbacks to go head first. He does not believe in the slide.
He teaches
them to go head first, control their own head, and try to control where you end up so you're in a safer position. But from a Patriots perspective, Drake May needs to figure that out. And I don't think the slide's the answer for him. Because the slide,
he's so tall.
He's tall. He's athletic.
6'4", he runs upright. Like, you know, like, he doesn't. Even guys like Newton and Allen, like, they kind of, when they run, they get a little lower to the ground. He's running straight. Yep. He's like Usain Bolt, you know, like, he's all the straight up perfect posture. And that's when you're trying to get low. That type of thing's bound to happen, you know?
Hopefully we'll have the opportunity either next Monday or the Monday after.
When I say Usain Bolt, I don't mean as fast as him. I mean in terms of, like, tallness and height.
No, but he's fast enough.
Yeah.
Again.
When he outran that linebacker, I was like, oh, wow.
Everybody underplayed.
I thought that guy had an angle on
him. Everybody underplayed his running ability.
Yeah.
And I don't think he needs to be a runner, but it is a big part of his game where he can have a lot of success unless he's getting dinged up because of it.
Right.
And that's where that fine line is that you always walk with these mobile quarterbacks, right? You want mobile quarterbacks. Those are modern. They can extend plays. Hey, don't get hit. Don't, you know, get down, get out of bed. Like, well, I thought you wanted me to run. So do you want me to run or do you not want me to run? Because with this team, I think he's safer on the run than he is standing in the pocket longer.
Could be, although, you know.
Oh, the great Vedarian Lowe's back, and this line is good.
Brissett only got sacked once for the rest of the game. He was out there the next three quarters. He only got sacked one time. So, I don't know. I do think the O-line play has been better, but that is a injury for Drake May now, his second in 3 weeks. It makes you wonder, is this guy.
Well, the other one was not an injury.
Injury, he was on the injury report.
Yeah, but he had a discomfort. Like, an injury means you can't practice or you can't play.
Fair enough,
right?
Because
he was full participation the entire time in practice. And then they removed him, and he played. So this is his first injury. That was just an issue that he worked his way through.
Yes, and didn't seem like anything was bothering him at all.
No.
Didn't seem like that was restricting him or his footwork was off or that he couldn't make plays or be explosive or any of that stuff. He did all of that in the one quarter that he played in, not even. And you saw it on display. So,
did you know he leads the NFL in elite throws percentage?
I didn't know what was a statistic.
And it doesn't really mean anything either, because then I looked at the rest of the list, and, like, the next five quarterbacks stink.
Will Levis.
He was in the top, like, five or six. Trevor Lawrence was second. Yeah. There's
not
some
so elite then.
Yeah, no, it was
Anthony
less.
Anthony Richardson, who quit in the third quarter yesterday.
It was a little bit like Drake May's first game with the 300 yards and the three touchdowns, and then you looked at the rest of the list, and until you got to Dan Marino, you weren't all that impressed with the rest of the list.
Yeah, but not great.
He certainly makes elite throws, and he should have had another recruiting video if it weren't for Tyquan Thornton.
I know. That's too bad. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Here's Stiz with what's trending. And when we come back, these Patriots wide receivers, what can they do about it at this point? We'll discuss it after these words.